ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। तृणादपि सुनिश्चेन तरारिव सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि। हरिनाम हरिनाम हरिनामैव केवलं कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Some years ago, at their old house, at the end, after everybody had taken prasad, most everyone had left, and it was just me and the family and a few friends. My good friend here said something that I will never forget, and I've meditated on that, and since then, that has been my modus operandi. He told me, Prabhu, you're preaching, you are planting seeds. You remember? That is absolutely correct. So this understanding of Srimati Radha Thakurani is the topmost spiritual concept. In order to appreciate it properly, first, one has to be convinced that God is a person. Not a person exactly like me and you, but the transcendental person. In Bhagavad Gita, we find this word, Purushottama, Purushottama. Everybody say,
Purushottama.
Purusha, person. But uttama, topmost, transcendental. Also in that 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, everyone in the material realm is bound to make mistakes. And those in the spiritual realm, they don't make mistakes. But then Krishna said, but me, I am above both. This is very important. So, how to understand Radha Thakurani? So, if God is a person, then he has feelings, he has senses, he also has desires. Just like you. In the Christian Bible, they teach man is made out of the image and likeness of God. Now, before I grew up in the Christian Bible tradition, but unfortunately, they have hardly any information of who is God. A burning bush, a voice, but description you're not going to find. When I was introduced to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Sanghita, now I understood that phrase that I was taught when I was 6 years old. That man is made out of the image and likeness of God. Oh. Because Krishna has a human-like form. Let's discuss the position of Krishna first, then we'll discuss Radha Thakurani. So, Krishna, everybody say Govinda.
Govinda.
This is the ultimate understanding of God or the Absolute Truth. Now, God or Krishna, he can do things and nobody else can do. One thing he can do is he can expand himself. Yesterday, I was speaking at a cafe. Okay, now, these things happen. So I was speaking in a Christian high school, and I was explaining that same idea, because they are familiar with that God, man is made out of the image and likeness of God. So I explained to them, how would you like it? You're here in school. You could expand yourself and the other one could go play and have fun. Ladies, how would you like to expand yourself? Right now, one of you could be back home doing all the chores and meanwhile you're here enjoying. When you got home, everything would be done. You would love to be able to expand yourself. The demigods, the devatas, they can, because when Brahma and Mother Earth went to the shore of the ocean of milk, and Mother Earth explained how she was overburdened, and Brahma got the message in his heart from Shirodakashai Vishnu, Vishnu told all the devatas, expand yourselves. Take birth in the Yadu dynasty to assist Krishna's appearance. So the demigods can do that. Not like Krishna. Because Krishna can expand unlimitedly. So Krishna expands. He has his expansion in Dwaraka, where Krishna is the prince. Krishna expands in Mathura. Krishna expands also in the other Vaikuntha planets. There are unlimited Vaikuntha planets. Some of you might be devotees of Lord Ramachandra. Everybody say. So Ramachandra has his own spiritual planet. And Sita is there. Lakshman and guess, of course, Hanuman. And all the pure Ram Bhaktas are also there with Ram. And there's a planet of Vamana and Nrsinga. All the Albat, there's unlimited spiritual planets. So in those Vaikuntha planets, Narayan has his eternal consort, Lakshmi. Lakshmi, Narayan, they are in what is called Swakya Rasa. Lakshmi, Narayan are proper husband and wife. Doing everything very nicely. But when we go to Krishna's planet, everything now takes on a higher realm. So on that Krishna planet, there are three neighborhoods. Mathura. There is Dwaraka. And then there is Gokul. Vrindavan, Braj. So, in Dwaraka, Krishna has all of his queens, headed by Rukmini. Rukmini is the topmost queen of all the queens of Dwaraka. And as we learn from Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna was here on earth, he expanded himself 16,108 times, so that at night, when Krishna would retire to his personal quarters, because each wife had to have her own palace, not joint family. No. Krishna knew the psychology of woman. She has to have her own palace. So the one Krishna would go throughout Dwaraka, but at the end of the day, when he would enter that section where all his palaces were, the one Krishna would become 16,108 Krishnas, and each wife at night had her arms around Krishna. Because husband and wife are meant to be together. What is on Krishna's chest? Sri Vatsa, the marks of the goddess of fortune. So, Krishna is there. Now in Dwaraka, very similar to Vaikuntha, Krishna and the queens are properly husband and wife. You will read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna married Rukmini, then he married Jambavati, then he married Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Satya, Lakshmana, Bhadra, Kalindi. Did I miss any of the first eight? Thank you, sir. He married those eight in proper rituals, Vedic rituals, with Brahmanas such as Raghunandan, chanting the mantras, the Homa, all the different things. And 16,100 he married one time. He brought them from the prison of Bhaumasura, brought them to Dwaraka, and had one big marriage. 16,000 only. That's important. People, why you say only? Because he's God. 16,000 is nothing. One of Krishna's names is Ananta. Can you say? Unlimited. So anyone who knows mathematics, unlimited compared to 16,000? Nothing. So, when Krishna married 16,000 wives, that was an act of renunciation. Yes. He only married 16,000 wives. But now we come to a confidential discussion. Because to understand Radha and Krishna is not for everybody. It is for everybody, but you have to become qualified. Because the subject matter is such a high nature and seemingly controversial, unless you are qualified, you will misunderstand. This is the same reason why there are 12 cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why is Krishna Leela in the 10th? Because Vyasadeva knows, wait a second, you want to understand Krishna, it'll take 9 cantos to explain. That's several hundred chapters of shlokas. There are 18,000 shlokas, so several thousand shlokas in 9 cantos just to bring you to the point. Oh, now I understand what is Krishna, what is God. It's not a cheap, simple, no. It takes austerity. It takes blessings. It takes study. It takes mercy. On this point, I will explain to you why me, someone born Malaksha Yavana, how is it that I have some understanding of Radha and Krishna? Basically, I have no access. Disqualified, by birth, disqualified to even discuss Radha and Krishna. But I became fortunate. I became fortunate because I came across a bona fide spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he gave me the understanding of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Understanding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives you access to understand Radha and Krishna. So he taught, he wrote, he instructed, lectured how to properly understand Radha and Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form of Radha Krishna. Even that is very, very confidential. Not everybody gets that even. Okay. By the blessings of Lord Chaitanya and my spiritual master, I have little understanding of this Radha and Krishna. So, God is a person. He has all varieties of enjoyment. Don't you like to enjoy? Nobody likes to do penances and austerities. You want to do a codicil every day? Do you want to do that Navaratri day after day after day after day after? No. After a while, you want to break. You want to enjoy. That's only natural. Why is that natural? Very simple. You come from Krishna. You are part and parcel of Krishna. You have all of Krishna's qualities. Poquito, 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 pequeño. I just came from South America, so that's still in me. You have all the qualities of Krishna, but to a very minute degree. But still, you have all those qualities. One of those, well, two of the main qualities, free will. Very important. Because when I went to Santiago, there was a big discussion. Somebody was trying to tell me, there's no free will, that we're just chess pieces. And I said, no, 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 no. I quoted one line from Bhagavad Gita. Yate shasi tata kuru. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Arjuna, I've told you everything. Decide what you want to do. That means free will. That's very important. Without free will, then you can't use the word love. That has to be there. Slavery is not love. If I beat you and tell you, love me, love me, love me, that's not love. Love means free will. I voluntarily serve you. That's love, free will. So, we have all the qualities of Krishna. So one is free will. And the other one is this nature to enjoy. So it's not wrong to want to enjoy and be happy. Otherwise, I wouldn't have joined Krishna consciousness. I joined Krishna consciousness because Prabhupada was saying, your problem is you don't know how to enjoy. You're enjoying all these inferior things. Now I'm going to teach you how to enjoy on the topmost platform. That made sense. Otherwise, Prabhupada would never have converted anyone in America to join his movement. Because everybody in America, they learn how to enjoy from the womb. They're enjoying. Oh, no, they think they're enjoying. They think they're enjoying. So, enjoyment is there. Because it's natural. We want to enjoy. Why? Because it's there in Krishna. So, we want to enjoy, Krishna also wants to enjoy. But the difference is, Krishna's enjoyment is different than ours. So Krishna enjoys as Lakshmi Narayan, he's enjoying, right? Krishna is enjoying with the queens of Dwarka. Now when we come to Vrindavan, Vraj, Gokula, it's a different mode. This is called Parakya Rasa. Yes. Radha and Krishna are not properly married. They are boyfriend and girlfriend. Now, for many people, when they hear this, no. They find some fault with Krishna. So, if you cannot accept, then don't worship Radha and Krishna. Worship Rukmini Dwarkadish. They're properly married. You don't have any problem. Or worship Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. They're properly married. But if you're ready, if you are free from envy, ooh, that's a big one. That's the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramo Nimatsaranan Satam. One of my students, long time ago, he was starting to read Bhagavatam. He could not proceed. I knew the reason. Could not give up envy. If you're not free from envy, you won't be able to penetrate. You'll be checked. Even Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, because you're never envious of me, that's why I'm explaining. He's going higher. Most confidential knowledge. So we have to become free from envy. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, and that's why I chant that verse before every lecture. Trinadapi sunichena. Humble, humble. How humble? Don't worry. You're never humble enough. Don't worry about it. I can always be more humble. Just ask my wife. Okay? There's no limit to humility, but humility is the key that unlocks the mysteries of spiritual life. You'll notice in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 13, Krishna outlines the different items of knowledge. What's the first one? Humility. That's the first one on the list. Humble. Humble before Guru and God. When we say Nama, that's what we're doing. When we come into the temple and we ring the bell, what are we doing? We're announcing, Krishna, your servant is here. Humility. Some will go like this. Some will go down. Dandavat. Good. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmanamava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Krishna says, bow down to me. Why? Not because Krishna is some egomaniac. No, because Krishna knows that is how you are going to advance. Krishna likes to enjoy varieties. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So he has all these consorts where he is duly married, but in Vrindavan, he enjoys as boyfriend and girlfriend with Srimati Radharani. Now, who is Radharani? Did I not say Krishna expands as Narayan? Yes? Those are Krishna's expansions. Ram, Nisringa, Vamana, all the Vishnu avatars, they proceed from Krishna. That's why it is explained. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, all the incarnations were in that body of Krishna. All of them. Because the description is, Krishna is Purnana Bhagavan. Complete. Or Swayam Bhagavan in the Bhagavatam. Understanding Radha means you also have to understand Krishna in truth. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if you understand me in truth, you will go back to my abode. Fourth chapter. How many want to go to Krishna's abode after this life? Very good. All you have to do is understand Krishna in truth. That's all. Tatvataha. Tyakva dehang punar janma naiti mam eti sarjuna. Just understand Krishna in truth. What do you have to understand? His birth and activities. His activities, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. His birth, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, just as Krishna expands as all the Narayanas, Radharani is not going to be outdone. She expands as all the gopis. All the gopis, and there are billions of gopis, they all proceed from Radha. She's all powerful. Not only that, all those queens of Dwaraka, where do they come from? Srimati Radharani. All the Lakshmis, where are they coming from? Srimati Radharani. On the altar, we have a flame burning. You see the flame, or is it hidden? Okay, the flame is there, emanating two energies, heat and light. Can you separate the heat and light from the flame? Can you separate musk from its scent? No. They're one and the same. Simultaneously one and different. So, the flame, Krishna. The heat and light, Radha. So Lord Chaitanya teaches, Radha and Krishna are one. You got that? Radha and Krishna are one, but, oh, the famous but. Like in a contract. Da-da-da, but. Or you get an insurance policy. We cover this, but. Nobody likes buts. This one you're going to like. So Radha and Krishna are one, but they have separated themselves eternally into two. They're one, eternally existing as two. That is called a spiritual enigma wrapped in a conundrum. Because materially it doesn't make sense. Huh? They're one, but they're two, huh? Yes. So this is why, in order to understand Radha Krishna, you have to become qualified. Prabhupada would not accept any disciple unless they were prepared to give up the sinful life and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because Prabhupada was not going to preach some just simple religion. Prabhupada was presenting the topmost spiritual philosophy. That's what's in Prabhupada's books. Not ordinary religion. He's presenting the postgraduate study of religion and God. You are all college educated, right? You know what I mean by postgraduate. Correct? Doctorate. That means you went to the college, but then you went further and further, and now you're doctorate. Correct? I'm sure maybe you are doctorate. Not yet? How about you? Ah, we got one. So, there's not many, right? Many are calling, but, you know, it's rare. So this Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, this is the doctorate division of religion. That's all right. Even you're not intelligent, that's no disqualification. Just got to be humble. That's all. I didn't go to college. How is it I'm sitting here and speaking? Because Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, I was given access. So Krishna expands, Radharani expanse. Now, why Krishna and Radha are not married? That's the next question. The answer is, the pastimes, the loving exchanges, by not being married, by being boyfriend and girlfriend, makes it more exciting. That's the reason. Those pastimes of Radha, I was reading last couple of days, the Govinda Lilamrita, Day in the Life of Radha and Krishna. From even before Mangalarti time till the 24 hours, Radha and Krishna are enjoying so 8 different sections of loving exchange. Day after day. And part of that is the secrecy, the quote-unquote forbiddenness. It makes it more exciting. Just to give you a little drop. At night, Krishna spends all day with the cowherd boys taking care of the cows. They come home at night, sunset. There's a big dinner because Krishna eats very little breakfast. His mother makes, and Radharani makes, a big breakfast for Krishna. But Krishna just eats a little bit, and Mother Yashoda keeps trying to feed Krishna. Come on, eat more. But Krishna's not hungry. But at night, Krishna comes home, he's hungry. He eats nicely at night. Then there's like this, a big darshan. There's a big room, and everybody in Vrindavan comes to see Krishna. But then Yashoda comes, okay, everybody go home now. Krishna has to go to bed. You know how mothers are, right? Everybody has to go home now. She clears everybody out. Come on, Krishna has to go. Come on, tomorrow's another day. Then Yashoda tucks Krishna into bed. Yashoda, of course, is loving Krishna. She doesn't think that Krishna is God. No. Yashoda just thinks, this is my boy, my child. It's like you. You don't think, maybe you do. You don't think of your child as God, do you? Okay. But your child is your child. You love your child, right? More than yourself, correct? Mother Yashoda is the same way. She'll do anything for Krishna. So she tucks Krishna into bed, locks the door. But she doesn't know there's another door. And Krishna has put something in the door to keep it from locking. So everybody's, because they are cowherd village, everybody works very hard. So when you work hard, you sleep good at night. If you're taking care of cows and doing lots of housework, or you're working hard all day, nighttime comes, all the people of Vrindavan are sleeping soundly, except Krishna. Krishna waits just before midnight, slips out the door. As soon as he slips out, the land of Vrindavan takes him miraculously to the pre-designated spot. It just goes, you heard of transporting? Just like that. Because there are so many groves in Vrindavan. During the day and early night, the gopis have already set up all the arrangements for Radha and Krishna to meet. Flowers, fruits, sweets, sherbets, drinks, a bed, everything is there. So there's a certain area. As soon as Krishna steps out, the land of Raj personally takes Krishna. Boom. So they engage in their rasa dance, rasa nitya. Very nice. The other gopis are also participating. But all this is being done very secretly, not privately. And this kind of parakiya ras makes the enjoyment on a higher transcendental platform. So, who wants to deny Krishna that? We should not deny Krishna's wanting to do that. So this Radha and Krishna Leela spiritually is on the topmost transcendental level, and the whole nature of the pastimes makes it more exhilarating. Now, we come to us. Because naturally, somebody wants to say, well, if Krishna can do that, why not me? That I get all the time. I remember very well. People say, if Krishna can do that, why not me? Prabhupada was also asked that question. Prabhupada's response, can you lift Govardhan Hill? First lift Govardhan Hill, then we'll talk. Or some people think that they think Lord Shiva engages in some kind of ganja or something. They think like that. So Prabhupada would say, oh, you want to smoke ganja? First swallow an ocean of poison. Did not Lord Shiva swallow an ocean of poison? Held it in his throat? Nilakant, huh? First do that. The problem is, we cannot imitate Radha and Krishna. That's where the envy comes in. The envy comes in that instead of following, I want to imitate. That's the crucial factor. Even Urvashi, when Arjuna went to the heavenly planets, you all know from Mahabharata how Arjuna went in his human body to Indra's planet, right? So Urvashi came and proposed a relationship, but Arjuna said, no, I see you as mother. And Urvashi said, I have had relations with so many of your forefathers. We here in the heavenly planets are not held to the same rules and regulations as your human beings. Even the devatas are on a higher platform. What to speak of us human beings? Yeah, we ain't so important. So that's just another way to look at it. You drive on the freeway. If you go over 65 and the cop catches you, you get the ticket. But when the criminal is speeding, the cop goes as fast as the criminal. He doesn't get a ticket, does he? Otherwise, how is he going to capture the criminal? Correct? The policeman has to break the law in order to uphold the law. But not you and me. But officer, you were going 70. Yeah, I'm authorized. You're not. The demigods like Urvashi, they're authorized to act in certain ways. And who's going to tell Krishna what he can and cannot do? Anybody? Yeah, Radharani. That was a good answer. But even, that's another story. Krishna is also independent, because the night of the rasa dance, Krishna disappeared from Radha. And she was left crying. Why? Again, that same thing. Humility. She became puffed up. So Krishna, oh, you're puffed up now. Bye. Yes. So it works both ways. Yes. You have to surrender to Krishna. That is exactly Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So, I'm glad you introduced this. I'm glad you introduced this. We cannot imitate Krishna, but we must follow in his footsteps. So yes, all of us can assist Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Not that I can imitate Radha and Krishna, but if I qualify myself, I can assist. Who would like to assist Radha and Krishna in their pastimes? Only a few? Wow. I wonder where you want to go in your next life. Anyway, that's okay. Now, there's one, I know I'm over time, please forgive me. You can dock it from my pay. There's one more aspect here. Let's understand something. When Krishna looks at Radharani, he notices something. In our loving exchanges, it appears to Krishna. Krishna says, she is enjoying more than me. How is that? I am the reservoir of all pleasure. I am Krishna. But when Krishna, Radha is having relations and pastimes with me, she enjoys more than me. How's that? I don't understand. Krishna doesn't understand. And I thought Krishna was all-knowing. He doesn't know that one. Then Krishna looks at Radharani and says, wait a second. What is it about me that she loves so much? Why is she so attracted to me? Krishna looks at a reflection of himself and he tries to embrace it, because Krishna is all attractive, even to himself. Not like me, when I look in the mirror, ah! But when Krishna sees his reflection in a jeweled pillar, he wants to embrace it. Who is this attractive person? But he can't. He can't embrace himself. Krishna wants to know, what does Radharani experience when I'm loving her? For these things, Krishna cannot understand. That's why he takes birth as Lord Chaitanya. He's Krishna coming to understand himself, but he has to take the mode and mood of Srimati Radharani. That's Lord Chaitanya. So in this discussion, there is nice things stated. This idea when Krishna looks at Radha and he says that it appears that she's enjoying more than me, there's a reason for that. The reason is serving God is better than being God. In the material world, Trump wants to become God. He wants to become dictator. And he thinks, I will just tell everybody what to do and I'll be the strong leader. Ha ha ha. Anyway, everybody in the material world is trying to become the enjoyer. Right? They have 1 million. No, I want 2. All right, you got 2. No, I want 3. The man has 1 wife. No, I want 2, 3, 4, 5. There's no end. Trying to enjoy. Trying to be the supreme. But Krishna sees that Radharani is serving him and enjoying more than him. We are also servants of Krishna. That is our constitutional position. Spirit soul is meant to serve. That's why we exist. And that's why there's only two choices. You serve the spiritual energy or this material energy. That's all you get. Chocolate and vanilla. That's it. You get two choices. Do you want to serve the material energy? Do you like that? Do you like going to work? Do you like your boss? I don't know about you. My wife right now, she's fed up. So, serve the material energy. How do you like getting old, huh? Is that fun? You like getting old? Enjoy that, huh? I sure don't. This material energy is a bad bargain. But the spiritual energy, that's what the soul is meant to do. Serve through the spiritual energy represented by Srimati Radharani Khladini potency. When we take that humble service attitude, we will enjoy the maximum happiness. That is my final message for today. I know, you're glad I'm finishing up. Now, the simplest, easiest way to serve Radha and Krishna, say hello to my little friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Your service has begun. This is how you can enjoy more than God. Humble and just simply chant and serve. May Krishna and Radha bless you, and may you imbibe that service attitude. Thank you very much. Let us have aarti and kirtan. If you could bring over the microphone stand. And we have our pujari. Oh, yes. You're doing?
Yeah.
No. It's okay. No, Prabhuji doing it. I just went after Prabhuji. Sorry.
Wait, whoa. That's for the pujari. No. You're doing, I thought Lilavati was doing. Who's doing RT? Lilavati or Raghunandan? Hey. So that's the art, Raghu. That's the RT tray. You have to do RT.
बोलो श्री श्री राधा रमण भगवान की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे